Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Charlie Slows is on the show in 10 minutes. We'll ask him about the Nats wrapping up the NL East with weeks to play in the season. 1:30 today, fairly sloppy first week around the NFL with some ugly offensive play. How much of that can be chalked up to the preseason structure? What are some of the other reasons for the down performance around the league? Not just by the Redskins, but everywhere.
Bunch of teams.
In week one. Grant and Danny on the Fan discussing the running game. How do the Redskins fix their running woes? Should they run the ball more? Let's go to Steve in Edgewater. How are you, Steve?
Scoop of Steve.
Good. How you guys doing?
What's up, man?
Good. Yeah, they could get better. The only way they do it is if they change the lineup by putting, like, Spencer Long at left guard, and putting the center, the rookie at center.
Danny Rouillet.
Cousin Chase.
Exactly. Or putting Ty Insecki at left tackle and putting Trent Williams at left guard. Other than that, they're not going to get better. They need to change the lineup.
So you think Sean LaVau is a weak link? Because both of the permutations there, changes that you have, result in LaVau not being a left guard. I think he's better in run blocking than in pass pro. I think he is okay. I don't think he's bad, and I don't think he's a plus or all that helpful or good. I just think he's okay. I would say the same about Spencer Long at center, by the way. Brandon Scherff made the Pro Bowl last year. For what it's worth, I thought he had a great game this past week.
I thought he played well, yeah.
We clubbed him for his preseason performance, but particularly against Fletcher Cox when he was one-on-one against him in the running game, passing game, didn't matter, held his own, did a nice job. Right tackle Morgan Moses had a dreadful game against a couple of good pass rushers, including Fletcher Cox on the outside, but he was playing through ankle pain and foot pain that was so severe that he was wearing a boot after the game. So maybe he wasn't healthy. He obviously needs to play better. He just got a contract. You know that he's going to. He has for the last couple seasons. So the question becomes, if you're going to make a tweak, what can you do? I could see, it's not going to be right away, Danny, but if they don't run the ball in week two or week three, and let's say they're going into week four and they can't run it and they've lost three times, I could see you starting at center, Chase Roullier.
Cousin Chase, yeah.
And Spencer Long going to left guard and then making a move. That's the only one I can see. They're not going to kick Trent Williams inside. They're not going to do that.
My first suggestion would be less Jordan Reed lined up right outside of a tackle, trying to block somebody or get an angle on somebody. I would split him out or, I don't know, maybe telegraph it.
Run
not
more
have
spread.
Yeah.
That's what I want. So a lot of like Chris Thompson in the backfield out of the gun.
Well, even beyond that, because if Jordan Reed's in there blocking, that's a weakness. Vernon Davis ain't much better. I like Vernon Davis for what he is, but they're asking. So if I'm going to do that, I'm going to say, Niles Paul, you're my tight end on some of these blocking plays. And if people start to catch on to it, then we'll do some boots and run outs and you can be more effective. I'm going to have Niles Paul involved. Their tight end blocking is atrocious. Both those two guys, the top two, are way better receivers than they are blocking tight ends. That's no knock against them. That's just kind of what we are. There's always a breakdown in the run game. There's always somebody in Rob Kelly's face. I don't think Rob Kelly's particularly good either, by the way. I don't know if Samaje Perine would be able to help. The only kind of running back that would be great in this system is a Barry Sanders constant juke move type because he's, you know, shaking a guy in the backfield, giving you the greatest four-yard runs in the history of the world. There's nothing there. There's no development. There's no patience. There's no acceleration in the run game. There's no speed. Nothing electric about it. It's nice to say, run it more. And there's, of course, a correlation between how much you run it and winning. Typically, when you're ahead, what are you doing? You're running the football. You can ice the game away. I would love for that to be the case. I guess maybe I'm just so pessimistic about their run game being doomed that I'm kind of like, why am I going to bang my head against the wall for something that just won't work?
Yeah. I don't think their running game's ever going to be a strength. But there is a happy medium between what they were this Sunday, which is what they are most weeks, which is just completely unwilling to even try, and running it all the time.
I get it.
And they have to get closer to the middle of that medium. Let's go to JB in Alexandria. Hey, JB.
JB,
you're on the radio. Go ahead.
Really?
Oh. Interesting.
Crazy.
It says here on the call screener that he was going to say they need to bring back a true fullback. Jay Gruden doesn't really use a fullback.
They don't really use it.
Has never really done that. I mean, even if you go back to Cincinnati, it's a lot of one back. Now, there is some fullback in this offense because Bill Callahan coordinates the running game, and there is an element of that to what he wants to do. It's Niles Paul. I mean, they have a fullback. Now, if he's saying, well, Darrell Young's a better fullback blocking option than Niles Paul, and you need to go get a guy that's bigger like Darrell Young, I mean, we're talking about 10 snaps a game, 9 snaps. That's not going to fix a whole lot. Most of their running game is without a fullback, and they're still not gaining yards when there is no fullback.
Yeah, I don't care about fullbacks. Mike Shanahan didn't really use one. His running games are awesome. So, you know what I mean? Like, it's not necessarily about
he
that
used
to me.
Darrell a yacht. A
some.
Lot, a lot.
But
a yacht? I'm sure. I'm sure it's a boat that you
a heck of a
with.
Yacht. Belly many times.
Willie liked fullbacks a
it's
lot.
It's that single back. It's the stretch plays. It's outside zone, and that's where your bread is buttered. To me, that's what Shanahan's system is, and it's awesome, and I love it. I love that running football. That's not what Jay Gruden is. That's not what he's ever been, his offensive running schemes. And it's kind of mix and matched and doesn't really make a lot of sense. I don't know. Maybe I'm oversimplifying it. In fact, I'm sure I am. The idea that we're going to strive to do something ineffective. Now, if it's a telegraph, in other words, it's something that you've got to do to set up something later, I'm all for that. I'm fine with that. If you've got to run to the left 4 or 5 times and take your zeros and negative ones and whatever in order to set up something that you're going to do later, where you sneak a tight end out on the backside and kind of do something funky to get a big play in the fourth quarter, Godspeed. That's all part of it. That's all part of the gamesmanship. I'm just talking about when people look at the numbers. I guess that's what I'm reacting to. That's why I bristle at this so much. People just look at the numbers and they go, they only ran it 13 times. Ah, I can't handle that. You know, that's what I was bristling at. Because game and there's so much that goes into it. I guess that's all.
I understand that frustration. Take those people out of it.
I know.
That's fairly unreasonable.
I know.
They still need to run it more. That's what I keep coming back to. We'll try JB again. What's up?
JB.
What's going on, fellas? What's going on, fellas, man? I would just like to say, man, maybe, you know, like I said, they need to try to bring D.Y. or the fullback position back. And maybe some of those runs that Kurt checked out of, you never know, those could have been successful run plays. And they could have ended up into bad plays, you know, where they had the turnovers and stuff like that. So you never know.
That's possible. I know something. One specific check at the line of scrimmage where he moved a guy in the backfield and threw a little smoke route out to the sideline that went for a first down. That was one that was definitely obviously checked. But, yeah, they could have worked. But do you want him to run a play into a look that it looks like isn't going to work? I don't. I'll take the chance of the other play not working against a better – what's the point of having continuity at quarterback and a guy that's – studies his butt off all week and knows the opponent and knows his offense.
Yeah, this is a rookie. I'm going, just run
what's
called,
please. Part of why
you're
paying him $24 million.
Yeah, when a 19-year-old kid steps onto the mound to pitch and you've got Pudge Rodriguez there, don't shake him off, please. Throw what the catcher calls. At this stage, though, that's exactly, you're paying a guy enough, you've counted on him enough, and he's got enough time in the system. Let him check out of something.
They're showing blitz with two linebackers coming up the middle, and you're running straight downhill. Let's get out of that.
Absolutely.
800-636-1067 is the number you want to hop in at any point during the final hour and change of the show. Charlie Slows, one of the voices of Nationals baseball, joins us on Grant and Danny every Tuesday at 12:45. Our weekly appointment with Charlie is next. For the first time this season, we'll ask him about another division championship as the Nats are playoff bound right here on your flagship home for the Nationals, next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.